all done, if you want to, you know, download the video file and put it wherever you might want to, that's fine with me, you know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so I can see the chat. We'll see if anybody happens to hop on. We don't have the, you know, we don't have a huge live stream audience. Like 98% of our people watch after the fact. So that's, yeah, we're doing pretty well.
Talk about what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Michelangelo Jacco on today, and we're going to talk about, you know, what I call the peaceful revolution, the peaceful crypto revolution. Ways to make passive income and just what is going on right now. It's a great day to hop on and talk about stuff because the world is nuts. I mean, the traditional market has taken a hit over the weekend, and also, well, not over the weekend because it was closed, but the end of last week was not too good. This Monday hasn't been too great. I haven't looked at it in the last couple hours, but it wasn't opening strong, at least the traditional markets. And Bitcoin has been kind of plummeting. You know, it hasn't been too beautiful, you know. For us hardcore, you know, crypto veterans, it's like, whatever. I don't care, you know. But it definitely can panic a lot of people. Definitely. And you'd mentioned Terra Luna, unpegged, which is unusual. And, you know, how do we say your name? Is it Michelangelo or do you say Michelangelo? Like
Michelangelo, one whole name.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on. I guess we met through my dad. You watched Unleashing Intuition Secrets with Michael Jacco, and then you reached out to me because I recently had a show about crypto, and I was like, "Yeah, let's talk about it."
Yeah, that's how I came across you. You know,
and the main reason you wanted was because there's something that I know that we can make passive income no matter if the market is going down or up, and that can be extremely helpful for situations like right now. Sure, when the market is going down, the market will affect everything, including your passive income. You'll make less passive income, but you're still making passive income, so we can talk about that as well.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great, you know, chat about crypto. And one of the things about crypto right now is, well, about the passive income is, like, I do, well, dollar cost averaging, of course, into some things, you know, but also I do trade. So I am a crypto trader. So I do kind of make my living, you know, right now, you know, crypto trading. But even as a trader, even if you're a successful crypto trader, there's times when it's easy to trade and there's times when it's hard. And so I know some people will play the market up and down and they have an advantage, but I would say 95% of traders just play it up. I think shorting is not something that everyone does. And then a lot of people who short, they don't really short with leverage. They just sell and then let it, you know, dump, and then they'll get back in, they'll hedge out some. So, sometimes trading, no, never. I mean, I have a few times. A little bit, but it's sort of, the thing about it is so, like, in being a trader, if you, you know, have a methodology that works for you, and of course, methodologies are usually evolving or changing because the market is. And so if you're trading, let's say there's always money to be made every day, even if you only, let's say, long, only if you, you know, if something profits, you make money if you're not a shorter. So, even on a very bad market day, there's something making money. So you can look at, like, this morning when everything was dumping, as Bitcoin's dumping, there was a coin or two that was making money. I think Cardano was, this and that. There's always things you can trade to make money. It's just that it's so much trouble, it's not worth it. Like, the volatility is not really on your side. Yeah. And so you kind of only want to trade winning trades. And so if you're trading when the market is good and you're trading in a winning trade, something that has a lot of velocity towards the upside, then even if you sort of screw up and you're just doing spot trading and it goes the wrong way for a bit, usually you're fine. It's just a matter of patience. Okay. So that trade, you kind of put to the side until it becomes profitable. You know, it didn't go the right way for you. And maybe you stopped out and that's fine. But, you know, even for, you know, experienced traders, not all the time is good. Sometimes you just need to say, I'm taking a week off, or I'm waiting until things turn around. It's just, this is not a good environment for trading. You don't want to try too hard. Passive income is what I like about passive income, that, you know, I kind of got introduced to by you, is that it's passive income, but it really depends on how much you put into it. So it is passive, but if you have enough money in the passive income and you look at the returns you can get, really, you don't have to trade at all. And then if you do trade, you can just do it when the market's perfect and in your favor. It buys you time, you know. And so a lot of people will say, well, they want to get into crypto and they dollar cost average, they're getting into things. And that's oftentimes my people say they really don't know anything and they want to get in. And I'm like, well, you know, get a Coinbase account and dollar cost average Bitcoin, set and forget, you know, and see what you think. But I really think that the passive income, the nodes is, you know, like the EMP project and such.
Yeah.
This opens up a whole new, you know, world of people who want to get into crypto, because now you can really make some gains and it's worth your trouble.
Yeah, exactly. That's I try to do leverage trading. Oh my God, the amount of money I lost. Oh my God. I literally screamed in my living room when I never want to leverage trade. Like I did something stupid and went like 50x or something. And in 1 second you'll lose like $1,000. And I was just like at first it's like, whoa, I'm getting hundreds of dollars in 1 minute. And then it was just like, boom. And I lost it all. I got, you know, it's just ridiculous. So I do not recommend leverage trading or kind of trading to any newbies. Like that's something later. But
The leverage trading is not all it's shaped. A lot of people push it. A lot of people say it's great. And I understand, but it's funny. I really think that, I think leverage trading is more of a, I use the term lovingly, you know. I live here in Scottsdale, Arizona, so there's a lot of boomers here, you know, so like the old okay boomer saying. So I think leverage is kind of an okay boomer way of trading. And what I mean by that is when you're trading like corn futures, when you're trading like, you know, things that have like if it makes 3%, you know, that's massive. And I really think that leverage was a way to make enough gains to make trades that don't move very much happen. Right. Even futures themselves, like futures were came to pass because of corn. So farmers who were growing corn and other crops, but corn especially, if the year didn't look good, they would buy corn futures because they wouldn't sell much corn, but they'd make money because the price would be escalated. Corn futures were a way of actually keeping corn farmers in business. So there's a part of me that I can make a slight uneducated argument that I think leverage is sort of dated and not really necessary, especially in crypto where volatility is so great. 20 or 30%, that's small time.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, you don't even need leverage trading in crypto because there's these passive income things like EMP can give you 1% in a day, you know?
Yeah.
Which would be huge for someone that has $1 million in it, you know, 1%, like that's, you don't have to work for the rest of the year or something. I don't even know. But, I mean, you can earn a lot of money through passive income and, through situations like this and like down markets, you still earn passive income. But basically, you're just building your bags larger so that when it does go up, you'll like profit even more. So down markets are opportunities like bull markets are. So you, for example, I was making like around $200 a day just a week ago. And now it's like somewhere around 800. So, I mean, I'm still making the money, but like it's not as much. And that's just on one project. That's just EMP. If we like went through everything, I'm still like making a good amount of money. But what it is, these passive income projects are kind of like building your bags, and your bags get bigger and then you profit more when it goes up. Or, I mean, you're just earning passive income all the time. I'm probably going to share the screen.
Yeah, let's share the screen. We can
see. I don't want to look at EMP, so we can just.
Yeah, you should be able to share that screen, I think. If not, let me know.
Oh, I should be able to. I just got to make a quick change for my computer to access this.
And what, and one of the things about the passive income with the nodes and like with EMP, since we're talking about that one, is let's say a person doesn't have confidence in the project. They might say, well, I think that's, you know, whatever. If you are making those gains daily, you can always sell it off to Tether, to Bitcoin, you know. So it's something that, you know, I've pondered too. As we say, bags, that just means you're getting, you're collecting
right.
crypto, you know. And so, especially in a downwards market, it might be losing value or it might be sideways. It's great if it's gaining value, that's always better. But if a person doesn't have, you know, confidence in the project, or they're they want to lock in those gains, like I say, you can always, as your node makes, well, in this case, EMP or whatever native token it makes, you can just sell it to Bitcoin, sell it to Tether, you know, if you're not confident in that project.
Exactly. It's interesting what's going on with this share thing. It's like, I could do it, but I would have to like restart Chrome and then I would lose connection or whatever. So it's okay. I don't have to share the screen. I can just kind of talk it through.
I think I can.
Oh, you could.
I could share it. Let me actually find it here.
You could probably do it.
Because I've got like, let me fire up a browser here. See if I can share this without causing too much disaster here. One second.
Yeah, and if you can't, it's all good.
So I'm going to pull this up here. See if I can put it over there. I'll share this in a second. Let me go to EMP.
EMP.money.
.money. Yep. Let me fire up my little... Okay, get that going here. Let's see. It's coming, and there it is. Okay. So I will share this and see if it works. Share. Yeah, see, it's Mercury retrograde. Like, your stuff's not working either.
I know. That's wild. Yeah.
I know, mine didn't work either. I was like, what? Why can't my,
there it is.
Browser syncing. So this is EMP money. And so we're sharing that.
Yeah. So EMP.money is basically a coin. EMP is the coin and EMP.money, and it is pegged, which is pegged to Ethereum. So 4,000, if Ethereum was worth $4,000, then EMP would be worth $1. So right now, Ethereum is worth $2,339, and that makes EMP worth 58 cents. That's not good or bad. It just is what it is. And there's like six or five different projects rolled into one. There's so many ways you can earn on this thing. And my favorite is if you click on the nodes part.
Nodes. So there are nodes. Yeah.
So, oh, perfect. So that mega node right there. You have a mega node? Awesome.
I have a mega node. So Giga node was a little bit much for my first node. So I did a mega node.
Yeah. So that, it basically, you deposit, a mega node is worth $2,300. Now you lose your initial deposit, meaning you can't withdraw it, but you're going to earn 4x on it. So it's going to, your 2000, it's worth 2,300. Let's just say it's 2,2468. That'll turn into $8,000 within the year. Now you get that back every day at a certain percentage. And then you can even take your rewards. Say you're earning it back at 1% a day on, it's not 1% on the 2000, you're earning like 1% on the 8,000. So, and then you can take those rewards and put it in a farm and earn even more percentage on it. It's just amazing. So this is my bread and butter for EMP. So this is the part where I would say you should start, or at least the detonator. If you look at him right now, he has $150 in rewards, and you could take that EMP and go to the detonator if you want to click on it.
Yeah. So if I wanted to like move this, I would just claim it. Then it goes to my MetaMask wallet. And then
you can put it in the farm or the detonator. Now the detonator is very similar to the node. You make a deposit, you lose your deposit, but you're going to earn 365% on that deposit. Now the thing is about this. So the market went down. So it depends on where you bought. So like, it doesn't waver too much, which is amazing with this protocol, this system. So if I bought to like a week ago, the EMP node was worth $3,000. So now my EMP node is worth $2,200. So I'm not going to earn 3, 6, 9, 12 on it. I'm going to earn 8,000 on it. But if it goes back up in the future, or if it even goes even higher, I could potentially earn way more. Mm-hmm. So you're continuously going to earn some sort of passive income. Now, it depends on how you play with it. So I like the node as the beginning spot. So I'm constantly earning throughout the year some type of reward, just something coming in. And then I'll either put it in the farm or this detonator. And the detonator will give you 365% on your deposit, and it's really powerful. You earn it every day, and it's these things in crypto are like the way of the future. I mean, they're just getting better and better. Like, they didn't have all these options of passive income just a year ago. They had some that were pretty decent, name dropping like Drip and stuff like that, but yeah, I mean, they're just getting better and better, and they're tweaking them more and more, and it's just the way of the future. And it kind of reminds me of the quantum financial system, kind of like it reminds me of like a test drive or something to take the power out of the bank's hands, the cabal and the deep state, and the people begin to prosper, and we get to see how things should have been and how they could be. So it's really cool. It's cool stuff all the way around.
Yeah, I like the best thing about the nodes is, and somewhere this is all like documented, like under docs, it'll actually tell you, on average how long it takes to get like your 100% back, and then like your max percent you're going to make, how long. So it gives you an idea, and the more expensive the node is, basically the quicker the payback is.
Right.
The nice thing is that it's not hard to, if you know MetaMask, and that's something that people can, you know, that's a little bit of a learning curve for a lot of people, but it's just a wallet, you know, and it's attached to your browser. It's not that big of a deal. But basically you're going to swap either, Tether, it could be ETH, whatever, something for EMP. And then when you have the EMP, you basically would just buy a node here. You say, how many you want? I want 1 mega. And that's going to be 4,000 EMP. And so then once you deposit that, it's just running. And the nice thing is, like right now, I'm making 47 EMP a day. And, you know, my estimated yearly, and I got a little bit of EMP that I haven't done anything with. And so it's very useful in that, with this, when people say they want to get into crypto, I'm like, well, sure, maybe dollar cost average and Bitcoin, something like that. But here's something you can do if you put a couple $1,000s into this. And that's the thing. Nodes vary in price. So if you just wanted to get a nano, that's $289 right now. And with Ethereum being down, these are cheaper to buy right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, 289 will get you a couple X on that 289. It makes you money. And what I like about this, and as I gain confidence in the project, is, you know, as a trader who's kind of, you know, dragging your ass through trading all the time, which I still enjoy doing. You know, if you had like 10, you know, mega nodes, you could just sit back and make enough gains and farm some of that, cash some of it out. You know, it's a bit of an initial investment, but, you know, like you say, to each individual to the ability that they can, you know, and when you're making this money, the thing is, no matter where you start, as you're compounding, as you're making the money, you can just buy more nodes. So a person can start with a couple $100, end of a year, have a lot of money, you know, coming in, because they'd have
a long-term game for sure.
Yeah. You can have a stack of nodes and doing quite well. And so, yeah, as I make my EMP out of this daily, I like the farming too, because the farm, yeah. I don't have too much in the farm right now, but it's funny because like your node, and this sounds so complicated at first to people. It did to me, but at first, so you have your node that makes more EMP, and you can cash that out back to Tether or Bitcoin, whatever you want to cash it out to if you want, or you can put it in the farm and the farm. Yeah, and then the farm is making like right now 122 APR, and so your gains from the node you can put into the farm that kicks out E shares. Take your E shares and you can put those into the boardroom.
Oh, that's where the money is.
Yeah, and then the boardroom is running like a APR of like almost 1,000% right now. And so then that creates EMP. Then you go back to your farm and you put that EMP in the farm. Yep. That creates e-shares, you put the, and so it's just insane. I mean, when you start looking at how many times you're compounding, it's pretty phenomenal. It's a
positive feedback loop. So it's just like, it all like works together just to grow, compounding insanely. So it's a super fun game to me.
It is.
It's kind of a game.
And if a person was, I do know that some people will say, well, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why a person might have doubt. And one of the things I was thinking is it doesn't take that long, especially when you're buying like a mega node, or a kilo node, you're going to make your 100% investment back pretty quickly. And if you're uncomfortable, if you want to secure the money you put into it, you could just get your initial investment back, put that into Tether or something, and then just let it ride.
There you go.
If a person's more comfortable with that, and that way you really can't lose.
Yeah. Also there, if you go to the homepage, there is a free academy right there. And it's pretty quick. You can do it in like, maybe 2 hours. And a lot of projects, I've never even heard of a project that has an academy. And within the academy itself, you learn about EMP, but a crypto newbie could learn just about everything crypto just through this. Like they'll be like, you need a MetaMask, you need an exchange, and then you just do this and this and this, and they like kind of hold your hand and walk you through it while teaching you about the EMP. There's a lot of cool stuff, and within the free academy, they describe multiple reasons why this will be sustainable long term, this project, because the APRs and the percentages are just kind of insane. There's way more insane ones out there, but they keep it kind of moderate, tame. But they say one of my favorite things is if the contract, which means like the whole amount of money that is involved in this project, starts to drain to zero, which means the project is dying, they have 5 millionaires that will straight up use their own money to bring back to life the project. And that is like insane that they would do that. And that is their task. They're called like the key holders or something. But that's really cool that they would do that. So this project is a lot of people's baby. So they're not just going to watch it die. I mean, this project is amazing. It's probably my favorite one right now. But there are a lot of other good ones as well. It's a really great project.
Yeah, and I like that. One thing about the EMP project is the devs that are working on it have a live stream every day.
Yeah, almost, they
do. And they are answering questions, talking about stuff. They're actually there in the Discord. I found they have a Telegram and a Discord. They're both good. I kind of found the Discord a little better, but in general, you can ask questions, and there's actually a supportive community, and the devs are involved. So it's not like open source software that we've all probably used at some point that somebody like developed 9 years ago and it hasn't been supported. And this is actually a very alive project. And I do like that because, sometimes, with crypto coins, same as open source software, you know, it's just kind of a desert when it comes to support. Somebody created it and that's it. They created it, they kicked it out there, and they have long since, you know, moved to Scandinavia and they don't think about this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, they work on this every day. There's like you said, a live stream every day. And the main developers are super nice people, and they're like so nice. They're like super transparent. They'll answer all your questions about like the risks involved, anything that you might be scared about. They have so many amazing plans for this project. This is basically my number one, and this is why I talk about it so much. It's very helpful it can be extremely helpful for a lot of people. It could change your life. It had made me around $10,000 in 1 month. The price in eShares went down though, so it's around like $6,000 or $7,000 that I have now. But I mean, that's still amazing. It just depends like on the market conditions. So like the market conditions still, like I said in the beginning, dictate kind of how much you will earn. But in the long term, you're going to win with this project.
Yeah, I would say so. And lots of ways to play it. And I think that when a person first looks at it, it can be confusing, but the Free Academy is really useful. And then just hang out in the Discord, watch the Telegram, and see what people are talking about, poke at it, and it'll start to come to you. Like one thing that kind of confused me at first was with the farm.
Right.
So you have these pairs.
Yeah.
And so you've got like EMP ETH, you've got eShare BNB, and you got EMP eShare. So like EMP ETH, here's the thing. When you put things into the farm, it's got to be a split, like 50-50, right? EMP and then equivalent ETH, right?
Right.
And so you can, and one thing about this is, and I'll find some of them and I'll link to them like in the show notes, but there's no dearth of avenues when it comes to YouTubes out there on how to do these things. People have created them, you know?
Right.
And so you can by hand make the LP, I forget what that stands for, but the
liquidity pair.
You can do that by hand. And it's, you know, you can do it. Or you can just zap it. So you can say, I want to just zap it. And then you can say, how much do I want to put in there? This much. This is the,
you can click on the BNB, the token right there, and it'll give you four options.
Yeah. So there's BNB. I could do that one. This one, I would probably say, let's say ETH, I have more ETH, max available. And so so if I was to hit approve, it's going to basically split that 50-50 EMP and ETH and just do it for me.
Yeah.
And the one that it can be a little bit confusing for people is when you in general, you're making eShares out of that. That's what the farm is making. And those can go back to the boardroom, and then you can go back to the farm. You can just do farm and boardroom if you want it. But when I had to withdraw, I wanted to just kind of proof of concept it. So I would, you know, when I withdrew my ETH, my EMP ETH LP, you know, I did have to go through a little bit of a process. It is documented, you know, but then of course there was this actual, somewhere I have it.
The way I do it is I go to PancakeSwap.
Yes.
And that would be the easiest way to do it. You go to PancakeSwap. There's a tab on the top left that says liquidity or something like that. Then you would click on liquidity, and then you would put in your pair. This is going to sound like gibberish to a lot of people, but I'm just going to talk it through. So you withdraw your LP token from the pool that you were farm you were just staking in, and you want to make money off of it now and withdraw it. So you would go to PancakeSwap and you go to the trade and liquidity, and then you add the liquidity. You press the plus add liquidity button. And then once you do that, it'll have options. It'll automatically read your wallet and you're like, you have these liquidity pairs, and then you just choose one. And then you press max, and then it'll split it up for you. And then you have those two tokens. Now you have ETH and EMP. And then you can just put it back into whatever you want, USDT, Tether, Binance Coin, and send it back to your where you buy your crypto exchange and then sell it and send it to your account. That's a lot of steps, but I assure you, once you get the hang of it, it takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And the nice thing is if a person wants to just kind of learn the ropes, you can just put like $50 in, you know what right. I mean? And you can move things around and figure out how they work. And then you have more confidence because, you know, I didn't start with a couple of thousand. I started with like $15, you know, and then once I'd moved things around, saw how it worked, I felt confident. But I can tell people that I have done it, done the pancake swap liquidity. You break your liquidity pair, then you have the, and it's fine. It's just something that happens in MetaMask. It's not a big deal. What I found was really helpful for me was when I added this, there's a contract ID for your EMP ETH liquidity pair. So when I withdraw it from the farm, I see how much I have here. And that just kind of helps to, I know that it actually made it to the wallet and such. And then I can go to PancakeSwap, like you said, split it. Then I'm back where I started. I would say, you know, don't fear people. It's okay. One thing is if you were just doing a node, like one of the simplest things you could do. Now I know the idea behind the project is where you would keep your EMP, but sell your E-shares, but some people aren't going to do that. And
of course,
and
do
so,
what's right for you, you know?
Yeah. Do what's right for you. And the thing is, if you have a node, so you get your EMP, you swap your Tether or your BNB or your ETH, whatever, to EMP, you make a node, then it's going to kick out however many EMP a day. Whenever you want to collect it, you can just claim it. It's going to be in your MetaMask wallet then, and you can just swap it right there to, like I say, BNB, Tether, whatever works for you, whatever you're doing, and then you're set there. And that's probably like the easiest thing a person can do. You know, it's just do a node and then just keep pulling the profit. Right. I do like sending it over here to my EMP to the farm.
Definitely.
And then make a little bit more. My E-shares, I kind of keep claiming those. And of course, you can always pull your EMP out of here if you want. So if you don't need to sell the EMP, if you don't want to out of your node, if it's not necessary, you can just make a little bit more, you know. And then you go to the boardroom and you send your E-shares to the boardroom and you make more EMP that goes to the farm. There's a couple of different like cycles you can go through where kind of like the profit never stops.
Yeah, it really doesn't. So I have a couple of clients that what I do is I just get them a node and then I put it into the farm and that's it. Or I'll get them into a node and put half in the farm, half in the detonator. So those are like the kind of safest, easiest routes because the boardroom with the E-shares, the price is extremely volatile with the E-shares. But you can make a lot of money if more risk, more reward. But yeah, I love this project.
No, it's great. And I'm sure that for somebody who's not familiar with it, if you're listening, you know, I did not know about it until you talked about it.
Yeah.
And now everything it does is really no big deal to me. I'm like, oh yeah. So it's fine. Even if you're kind of a crypto, even if crypto itself is rather new, if you just start with a node, then you can just sit back and just profit and don't worry about it. And eventually you're going to learn more and venture out and use more of the platform.
Exactly. And also there's YouTube videos to make it easier for you. That's how I learned crypto. If you are a absolute beginner, what I did to start to learn was, what are the 5 best coins? What are the top 10 best coins? You know, I'll just YouTube that or Google that. And then the YouTube just takes you down the crypto rabbit hole. And you just start, getting information and just learning. And the best way to do it is to, just pick a couple coins and put a couple bucks into it. And then you're like, okay, I've got some skin in the game. So now I feel inclined to want to learn more. And then from there, you learn more. Or you can get a guy like me that'll provide a service and, I'll teach you and hold your hand along the way. But crypto is amazing. And in the future, it's just going to keep getting better and better. There's video games you can play, play to earn video games. That's amazing in itself. There's these projects like this. There's a lot of them. There's one called Elephant Money. Recently, they had something bad that happened to them. The elephant coin itself got they had over $500,000 in one project, and it wasn't even a year old. And I don't know what happened. There was some sort of someone took advantage of some sort of loophole or something like that. And they lost a lot of money. But luckily, the people, there's two halves to the project. One, you could either buy, I'm talking about elephant money right now. One, you could either buy the tokens or you could get into their bond system, which is a lot like buying a node. You get into their bond system, and this is just an example of like how many different projects there are you can make passive income with. And it gives you 205% on a stable coin too. So it doesn't fluctuate. If you put in $1,000 and the market goes down, you still have $1,000 in your bond system, and it's going to spit you out $2,000 down the road. You can keep compounding,
mm-hmm.
make more and more. So that's the name of the game, because you want to find something that always makes you money. Like, how can I win when the market is going down or up? You know, sometimes you win even more than just holding a coin when it goes up through passive income protocols like this. So that's that. I felt enough pain from last year. Remember November, December when, So last year, you know, coins were just making everyone money all the way up until October. And it hurt, you know. November, I had like 20K in there and it like turned to 10K, and I was like, what the heck? And I was like, you know what? I need to do massive amounts of research, to figure out how I can always win. And passive income projects like this is how you can always win. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's true. And you mentioned games. One that I like is, what do they call it? Polyquake. There's actually a coin called a Polydoge.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the game is Poly. Yeah, I think it's called Polyquake, like PL Polyquake.
Like Quake, the game?
Yeah, it's basically Quake.
Oh, what?
Yeah, let me actually find it here. It's like Google. Awesome. Let's see, Polydoge. Now, where is that? Polydoge, okay, but polydoge.com.
That's so awesome. If they make stuff's the future, I'm telling y'all.
Oh, it is. And here you go, games. So the thing is, you can buy Polydoge. It's out there right now. It's painful to me because it's worth nothing. I bought it for a lot more than that. But I have, you know, I have some. And right now is a really phenomenal time to buy it. It does have it's got cool stuff going on. You know, mm-hmm. it's definitely what I kind of consider like a high octane speculation shitcoin. Okay, I would say. Yeah. But
it's a shitcoin for sure.
Yeah, but it's got, you know, some shitcoin potential here. So mm-hmm. it does a lot of stuff. What I like about it is people can play games. So the thing is, you can earn Polydoge in the game. So you basically go to the Telegram channel, that they have a Telegram channel for it. You get your public address, and you can actually start making money playing the game. And Polyquake here.
That's awesome.
They call it, Dogequake.
And hopefully I gotta look this up later. That's so cool.
Yeah, I can put that in the live chat. And so the thing is, it's actually not a bad game, and it's browser based and it kicks ass. So all the same controls as Quake and such. And so you can win, and there's people who are, you know, making a good deal of money just friggin' rocking Dogequake.
that's so cool. So that's what I've been waiting for. Like right now they have just like bad weird games like Farmville and stuff like that, but I mean, I'm waiting for the games that come out like this that are AAA games that are like amazing graphics and are fun to play and well built, and that's the future, man. I swear.
Yeah, and there's one thing last one, what is it called? I forget.
There's a bunch.
LM host, what's it called? I don't remember what it was called. Let me actually ask somebody.
Most popular ones right now, there's in the top 100 of all the crypto coins, there is, let me look super quick. One is called Sandbox. That's a game kind of like, It's a token. It's 39. Oh, you know what? 39 and 40. The 39th overall token is Sandbox, and the 40th is Decentraland. So those two tokens are games, and the Sandbox is a game like Minecraft. You might have heard of that. A lot of kids play that. Decentraland is like a very bad graphics game where you create a character that looks like you, and then you walk around and buy real estate in the metaverse. And that is also another thing. People are getting rich off of buying real estate in video games. They're buying a plot of land in a video game. And the cool thing is you could build like a virtual house there and then put up signs or like billboards that have your NFT on it. And then like people are like walking by or driving their car in the game, and they see your NFT. It's going to get so crazy. You know, it's limitless. Crypto is just the wave of the future.
Oh, it is. And there's like Axie Infinity is one coin that's doing really well right now. I know that's
used kind of a Pokemon kind of.
Yeah. You know. So the thing about like crypto right now is that you can find something that interests you and then get involved. So if you like gaming, you can do like Polydoge and you can make Polydoge. You can just go out
like
there.
Gambling, and you can find a casino, like, you know.
Yeah, it's about finding something that interests the individual. Just trying to find what was that one. I'm just looking for it here. There's another node that I'm into right now. I'm just looking for. I forget the it's the whole Mercury retrograde thing. It's
Thor node or strong node, because those ones, strong node, lost people money.
LM host, where is it? I forget. I'm just I unshared for a sec so I can actually find it here. Yeah,
I'll let you look it up. I'll just talk.
Go ahead, do that. Yeah,
there's a we briefly mentioned Terra Luna. Terra Luna is a coin that was actually, I'm pretty sure, the top five, which was insane. I'm pretty sure it was number five or number six, Terra Luna. Now, within the last 2 days, it has dropped to number 14. It has lost 70% of its value in 7 days. And in the last 24 hours, it has lost 50%. That is absolutely insane. There's a huge, not scandal, but I guess you could use a word like that. And Terra USD, which is its native stablecoin. A stablecoin is something that is stably $1. So $1 is always, one coin is always $1. So if you want to invest, you could put your money in there so nothing fluctuates, right? So that's what a lot of people do in down markets. When they see the market going down, they're like, oh, run to the stable coins. And huge amounts of money flood into these stable coins. And Terra USD, UST, Terra Luna's stable coin, lost its peg to a dollar, which is insane. I don't think we've ever seen that, at least not recently. They're usually pegged algorithmically to a dollar. They do burning or like whatever they need to do to make the coin stay at $1, and it's worth 91 cents right now. And I'm pretty sure it actually, I'm going to look at the chart real quick. Pretty sure it dipped. Yeah, it did. It dipped all the way down to 60 something cents, which is insane.
What's that ticker called? It's Terra or Luna.
The ticker for Terra USD, the stablecoin, is UST, and the ticker for Luna, Terra Luna, is
Luna.
Luna, yep. Yeah, it's kind of insane. There's a lot of FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt in the market. And actually, I'm going to go to something. I'm going to look something up. There's something called the Fear and Greed
Index. Fear and Greed Index, yeah. I wonder what that is today. We should take a look.
Right.
Yeah. So I can actually, if I share this again, see. Google Fear and Greed Index Bitcoin. What is it today? It is
Greed Index Crypto.
10. It's stream. So yeah. Let's look. I'll let me share this again. I'm going to share, add to stream again. There we go. So yeah. And I don't think, you know, these things just happen. I'm not that, I mean, it sucks if you are using, you know, the Luna, Terra Luna stablecoin and such, but yeah, you can see where there was an event. It's a 45-minute chart. So this, you can see there was like an event here. It was doing fine. Life was pretty much good. And what was the 4th of May? I guess that's when things started to go wrong. And you can look here and you can see where, if I forecast, it basically has Terra, well, you know, Luna, it's lost, you know, 73% in 6 days.
Mm.
So that's just awful. But, you know, and that's awful. But then again, like me as a trader, I'm kind of like, well, I think we're at bottom, you know.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, if it recovers, it's got a lot of room to recover, you know.
So yeah, there's some hopium today, you know, they call it hopium, where, you know, the Bitcoin probably not most likely, it's 50-50. It could have hit a bottom. It could have hit that 29K and then it kind of went back up. The fear and greed index is extremely, extremely low, meaning it's like more way leaning towards fear. I think it hit a certain point and then it like kind of moved back up. So we might have hit this. I mean, this isn't all bad. It could potentially be good. Like we finally found that bottom that we needed and maybe we'll go up this summer, like everyone's speculating.
Yeah, right now it's an extreme fear. And right. When it comes to crypto, just for fun, since I'm always staring at this stuff, if I look at a Bitcoin today, since we're talking what crypto
for those,
I can tell you, for this guy here, okay, for over here, this is a bunch of indicators. So,
yeah,
this is called this is a directional index, and then ADX, and so. And this is a squeeze indicator down here. This one's not rendering right now. It's actually usually pretty cool. This one is the, which one is that one?
This is some super nerdy crypto stuff, guys. This is,
Well, I mean, this is what I do. So I got, you know, this is our stochastic RSI. This is a wage and oscillator by Lazy Bear. This one here is called KRI. It's an old indicator, And, you know, if one wants to actually find all these indicators, you can go to BitcoinDailyView.com. I actually chat about Bitcoin almost every day. I do a little update. And if you scroll down, most of those indicators are all right here. You'll find them.
Cool.
You know, like there's the RSIK, the ADXDI with the histogram. Most of it's there. These are great ones to play with. I need to update that. SMU binary candles is one of them. So those are all, and there's the squeeze indicator. So it's all there. And I mention it when I go through things. So, but if we do look at, I saw something interesting when it comes to, could we be at bottom? So on the daily chart, one thing we got to watch out for Bitcoin is that the MACD, daily MACD, blue is MACD, the red's a signal.
Okay.
It's cross negative and it's below the heartbeat here in the middle. So it's, that always is going to put pressure on shorter timeframes.
Right.
So I, in general, you know, I'd rather have this thing at least have a tangent upwards towards the positive before I would say Bitcoin is strong. Right now, I think it's very volatile.
Right.
But something I like that I'm seeing, I'm going to go to a three-day chart here, is this. And sorry if it's hard to see because I'm using a smaller monitor. My chart monitor is, like, huge. So on the three-day chart, you still have a very, very negative MACD. Not good. It's an old, ancient indicator. Some people give it a hard time, but it's one of those old ones that it works, you know. Yeah. So if I do a Fibonacci sequence starting way back here, like March 10th, 2020, as a bottom, and go up to the high we had here, like in 9th of November, before the great carnage happened, you can see where the Fibonacci sequence, you know, you're kind of on if things stick. And so you can kind of see where this is the 618 golden pocket, as they call it.
Okay.
And that's between the 618 fib and the 650 fib.
I need to learn more about the Fibonacci.
Yeah. So this is right here in TradingView. You can do your fib retracement. And, you know, if I was to, like, start from scratch here, I could just, like, grab the fib retracement, go to your low.
Okay.
And then go to your high and you're going to see your fib sequences, you know.
Shows us stuff.
Yeah, and you know, so right now you can see where like the .5 level is that's 50%. So as you can see, you know, we've given more than 50% back since that initial run. And now we're at like, you know, 60%. Even a 7.86 is an okay place to bounce. But something I noticed here in the 3-day chart, in those longer time frames start to have more power, is that
that would suck.
I know, it'd be terrible. So, you know, the 6.18 is right at 29,000.
Okay.
And a 6.18, and within a 6.18 golden pocket, so between like 29,000 and 27,000, that right. is, if we look here, this has been previous bounce points. You know, previous support and resistance. So it kind of likes that. And so that's kind of a good thing. So, you know, a very good chance that it will bounce there again. And also some really powerful moving averages are the 200 moving average in white. And then, of course, the 314, that's a fib sequence, 314 moving average. So here on the 3-day chart, you can see we tried to hold on to this 200 moving average, but we could not. We went below it. Then we went below the .5 fib level, 50% back basically from way back in the day. So but we have
to follow the next one.
But as you can see here in the 6.18, where we have bounced before, we're beginning to see some bounce here on the 3-day chart. And this started, I guess, this is the first of the 3-day candle. It started today, the 10th.
Yeah.
And so we're also finding support here. We're bouncing on the 314 moving average. So the more you have coming together, you've got a 6.18 on the 3-day chart that we bounced off of before. You've got a 314 moving average, which is a really common bounce spot. We're beginning to see some traction here. Oh, so, you know, it's possible that we bounce here. I would say that this is like where I'm kind of, as a trader, trying to be, you know, dispassionate. There's a possibility. Let's say like we don't bounce here. We don't hold it. Now, there's a lot of ways of looking at this, but the next logical spot where you might find a bounce and then start moving would be the 7.86 fib level, and that would be 18,200. And there are some people from a lot of different TA that are looking at it saying 18,000 could be a bounce spot, could be where we're going. I don't know. I think that's too much to really conjecture. Yeah. You know, that would be
that's a one lot. Thing.
Yeah, for one thing, that would be, you know,
that's painful.
That would be a devastated crypto world.
That's like a flood of blood in the streets.
Yeah, I'd rather not see that happen. That's really not good for anybody. Yeah. A bounce here would be good. And so we're starting to see some traction. So we'll see what happens. This could be a logical bounce spot. I'm just not really ready to actually, like, I hedged out a bit. Recently when we were going down out of my, you know, Bitcoin hodl, as they say, but where I'll be interested in sort of beginning to layer back in will be when we get in, let's see if I can get this to work here, is when we have the daily MACD, when that's when it looks like this, when you begin to have when it begins to have an upward tangent, you know, at least an upward tangent. You know, and once we get that, then we're going to see some, I think, market confidence return. I think we'll see
tomorrow. There's something happens tomorrow with President Biden what is it? The something percentage of interest rates and stuff.
There's something that happens.
Could be important for. It is important for all markets.
I forget what it was. It's on. It is Wednesday, and it's
interest rates or something.
People are kind of waiting for that. I forget what it is.
Definitely, yeah.
And so,
can look at that.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing where if that ends up being bullish, we could see maybe a daily tangent turn positive. But that's a great one to just see which way Bitcoin's doing, like which way it most likely will go. I would say it's probably, you know, it's got a lot of downwards pressure right now. Yeah, and then if a person wants to get really crazy. And see all my indicators. Like, there you go.
Oh, let's see. Hold on. Let me get back. Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, let me actually kill this one here. That one's.
I'm pretty sure it's interest hikes or interest rate, something about interest rates with the inflation or something like that. I think there's some sort of big announcement that's coming tomorrow. There was supposed to be one today, but Biden took the time to just talk about. The war and just being a jackass. So
yeah, and I didn't listen to it because, you know, Like listening to like purely demonic voices makes me ill. So yeah. I don't like to hear.
Hey, I get that.
Yeah. So I don't tend to like to listen to them, but I do see all the excerpts afterwards. And I could pull them up here. I'm sure they're on Twitter, but I was amazed at, I've never heard such a disjointed such thing. Like, you know, inflation is our greatest weapon. That's why we're not letting it go or something. He was talking in like this,
God,
crazy demonic speak. He was really linking things together. And I'm like, if you listen to that carefully, if you listen to what people might think is a gaffe and that he's wandering, you know, it's right. Like you realize that, like, you know, he's channeling dark forces. and also he is aware. He does know what's going on, sort of. And he just doesn't. And they put him up in front of people and he just starts like a dementia patient. And right. I was like, you guys are. And I kind of get this feeling, you know, allegedly, I'll say, I know we're on YouTube, it's that it sounded like he is aware of weaponizing inflation.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely don't have good plans for the world.
Yeah, but they do have plans. They certainly do have plans.
They do have some sort of agenda going on.
They do have plans. Yeah, and on a very, very short time frame for, like, you know, Bitcoin, this is a 45-minute chart. And this is a lot of, it's really works for crypto a lot. Mm-hmm. Just for a little pointer out there for people, 45-minute chart, 200 moving average is the one right here in white. I, in general, don't tend to like to trade alts until I have a chart that's above the 200 moving average on the 45 minutes. And right now, as you can see, we've been giving it back for a while, and we can't quite break above it and stay it and keep it in. With the volatility, things are indecisive. So it's one of the reasons it's great, you know, to chat today is just because, you know, as a trader in trading, there's times like right now where it's the passive income is great. And you just start thinking, I'll just keep dumping money into passive income because that makes money. Sometimes it makes less, sometimes it makes more, but you don't lose money.
Yeah.
And where, trading, it's, if you're trading when the market's good and everything's set up and you have a lot of velocity, you're winning, that's great. But like right now, you know, I can just sit back and go, maybe I'll just dump some more money into EMP because that's a safe bet. And also, what if you wanted to go like travel across? Well, I don't want to travel across Europe right now, but what if you wanted to travel to some exotic place? You can just be, your passive income can pay the bills.
Yep, it can. I mean, there's a lot of different ones. And I guess we should have started with this. None of this is financial advice. It's all for educational and entertainment purposes. But there's a lot of different passive income opportunities out there. And I've gone through a lot of them. And EMP seems to be the best one right now that I'm in. There's other ones. There's something called yield nodes. Yield nodes are very solid. They've been out for years and they give you, I think, somewhere between like 3% and 8% back monthly. And within 6 months, you get your initial deposit back out. So it's very consistent. It's one of the better things out there, and you can use your debit card or something to buy it instead of hooking up your an account, and they just pay you out. And I'm not in it, but I know someone that is, and that's one of the things that would be worth looking into. Yield nodes and drip is worth looking into, but it hasn't been performing very well lately. There's a lot of stuff out there, but EMP seems to be the best one right now. So it's
And for nodes, I got into something
masternodes.
I kind of prefer EMP right now because it's just it works. So masternodes are kind of like a node in EMP, but a masternode oftentimes, you know, to get enough return to make it worth it, you have to deposit quite a lot. But now over here at like ihostmn.com, I can put that in the live chat there. I'll stick it in there.
Cool.
There we go. Boom. I'll stick that out there. So What I like about this one is they get into a shared masternode. So you don't have to own the whole masternode. You can just put however much of that coin as you want in, and you make a yeah. And so if I say masternode sharing, if I can find this here, right now, PNY, Pony, and this is kind of like some kind of a food based, like it's not the bad kind of tracking. It's like food tracking. It's like I've researched it a bit, and it's a legit project. I kind of like that. Oh, cool. And your ROI is 193%.
That's insane. You
know? Yeah. And so used to be where you had to put, I don't know, like 20 or 30K worth of PNY into it. Right. And it's just, with the volatility of crypto, I just don't, Masternodes have always been a little bit cost prohibitive to me.
Yeah.
But if I look at this one, here's what I have in here right now. I have like 3,107 PNY, and I've earned like 193 PNY. Withdrawn doesn't make sense. I pulled it all out a couple of times by accident, so that doesn't matter. But I'm making it, and so I guess right now in euros, I have like $583 worth in here, and so daily, and so like daily, I'm making
$3
Yeah, $3. So I'm making $3 a day. So I got $3 roughly a day, and then 92 a month. And that's basically, yeah. And that's, and the thing is, you can just load this thing up. You can put as much PNY as you want.
Passive.
And yeah, and it's passive. And of course, you know, PNY does fluctuate, of course, like a lot of these. And you can spread it across a couple if you want. If I go to my little dashboard here, you know, I can see here's my little shared masternode. So I only put like $500 into it, I think, initially. And it just keeps compounding because the money it's making, it, then you're masternoding with that much. And so as it just naturally compounds, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And anytime you want, you can withdraw some or all. Boom. You know, and that's it. You can just say, I want to withdraw it. And I have... you know, you just set your withdrawal address, but you can change it if you want, of course. And I could just withdraw it all if I wanted to right now, or some of it. So I like this one, and it really is set and forget. And it's ihostmn.com. And what I like about it, like I say, is you can get into the masternode, you can make some money, and you don't have to do a whole node, because a whole node is a lot of work to build sometimes, and it can be just risky because you have to put a lot of money in, and with the volatility of the market, I'm like, eh. But if you can just put
a little bit in and
a
share
little it. Bit in, yeah, in a shared node, that's awesome, you know. And what's nice is that I can watch the PNY chart, and as long as it's moving up, I can just keep making money. And if it looks like it's kind of topped out, I can just pull it all out.
There you go. Know?
If PNY is on its way down, or if PNY is on its way down, I can just as I make my $3 a day, I can just turn it to Bitcoin or Tether or something if I want to lock in my earnings. Or so this is another one that I found that was really nice. I've always liked masternodes. The EMP node is a masternode, really. But you have to put, well, there's cheaper master nodes in EMP. You don't have to put thousands in if you don't want. But this is nice because if you wanted to just start playing around, you could put $5 in.
Yeah, that's super solid. I'm definitely going to look into that.
Yeah, and the gains are awesome, and it's just kind of like set and forget. It's naturally compounding. Wonderful. I like it. So as I've gained confidence in it, I've upped my stake in it a little bit. And so that's one of the projects I'd recommend is iHostMN. Just find something that interests you, you know, and try it out. You know, you can kind of see what's making money. I want to do masternode sharing. That's a cheaper. Because whole masternodes, unless you're playing with some cash.
Right.
Now, if you do go masternode, like a whole node, here it's very, very easy. Because rather than having to build it, which I've done, and to put it lightly, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Here, you can just say, I want one, and you can just buy it, and it's running. So you can just have a masternode and get those gains, and you don't have to actually configure any hardware or mess with a VM or anything like that. It's just... these guys really have what they're doing down very well. It's just that a whole masternode is a bit of cash to get into, but it's bigger gains than a shared. But so far, shared's working for me.
A full masternode?
Let's see. If I want to do a full masternode for, let's say, PNY here, it would be 100,000 PNY. to get that. Now, some aren't as expensive. Some cost less.
Yeah.
Usually the solid projects that are making consistent gains, you know, they're going to cost, they're going to cost more.
Yeah.
It's like a Dash node, not Dash Diamond, but a real Dash node is horrific, but it makes money. So if I was to look at, say Coin Gecko here and look up PNY, what are you at right now for a BNB? What about for, it doesn't have really the dollar equivalent, I don't think. But so one is that much Bitcoin. So I could say Google BTC to USD converter.
Does each one is worth 19 cents?
Yeah, so 19, 20 cents. Like 19 or 20 cents times, where did that thing go? 100,000.
Damn.
It gets kind of crazy.
That's how. That's why the shared node is good.
That's why the shared node is great, because unless you want to like, you make more gains with the whole node, you know. But the nodes, the projects that are legit, that are going to stick around, that actually, you know, do something, their nodes cost more, you know, because you're more certain of your gains. So I've always wanted a masternode. I've masternoded some ones that don't really do anything, and it was a pain setting it up. But once I saw Masternode sharing, I was like, I'm in. Because I can just, whatever, you want to put $5 in, you can put $5 in. Whatever it is, you got an ROI of 193. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's huge. I had a friend just recently bring this up to me, like in the last week. So it's interesting you bring this up. Yield nodes also is another type of node system that I was talking about. I guess I can look at it real quick. But yield nodes are, pretty sure I already mentioned them, but just to reiterate, they are something you put your money in and you earn a percentage. Said revenue generated for March 2022, 7.4%. So you earn a certain, it says average monthly yield for the last 30 months is 10%. So it'll waver between probably 7 and 10% monthly. So you will get that every month. You only lose your initial deposit for 6 months, and then it allows you to take your initial back out. So it's never fully lost. So that, I mean, that's another thing that's legit. It's a legit thing, and it's been working for a couple years now, and it hasn't failed. So that's something else worth looking into, yield nodes.
Yeah, and that's there was one called one that I was into called BAO. It's just BAO, and that's like synthetic assets, you know, and they had some yield farming and the gains are pretty extreme. But I've messed with that a little bit. So yeah, yield nodes are new to me as far as actually really implementing it.
Yeah, I gotta get into that masternode. That looked cool.
Yeah, that's the fun thing is there's always with crypto that I like is that you know, some of the people that I know who've made the most money, gosh, are people who just did it because it was interesting. There was something that they just were like, somebody I know, Masaki, he got Akeda.com. He makes Oregon pyramids and such.
Very
cool character. And he, like, back in the day, just thought Doge was funny. Like, well, who doesn't want a dog coin? And he just, like, you know, wanted to have a bunch of Doge. He wanted to be a Doge millionaire, you know, back when it didn't cost anything. And so he was kind of a goal, you know, and now, well, he made some money for sure.
Yeah.
And so it's people that just find something that is interesting to them and then just do it. So I think that to me, like, the profit is in just, you know, following your interests. Like, if you think, yeah, just find something that interests you. That's the nice thing about crypto is, I would say most people can find something that interests them and then just mess with it.
Yeah. My dad actually invested in, Dogecoin when it was really, really low, and he made a pretty substantial gain off of it. And That's awesome. But yeah, like you're saying, just find something that interests you. Like, for example, artists can get into NFTs, make NFTs, and make lots of money off of NFTs. That's something I seriously need to pursue, but I really like the set and forget stuff. Like, you know, just put money into a node and make money off of it. But also there is NFT music, like songs. You can make your songs NFTs. So there's only like one out of 100 legit, like an artist could put out a song and mint 100 of them. And it's like, you only have, I mean, sure, people can like copy and paste the song or whatever and still listen to it, but you own like the actual rights or something to that song. So there's potential for so many different types of industries in crypto. The entertainment industry for recording artists and musicians could be changed through NFTs. Like, the artists can get the power back instead of, like, you know, the companies and the recording companies making all the money. So there's a lot of cool stuff. And I actually have a client in like 40 minutes. So I offer services that yes. You can hit me up on Michelangelocrypto1@gmail.com. And, you know, we can have a Zoom chat and I can teach you how to do crypto while simultaneously investing your money for you. I do it through my MetaMask, but there's a way to import your MetaMask account into someone else's MetaMask. So I can give you the keys later whenever you're ready. So that's something I do. And yeah. So
yeah. Yeah, definitely. I definitely wanted to get a Michelangelo out there, yeah. You know, and so everybody, you know, he's your resource, Michelangelo1@gmail.com, you know,
Michelangelocrypto1@gmail.com.
Yeah. Michelangelocrypto1@gmail. As you can tell, he's definitely approachable because I contacted him, he got back to me and, you know, I'll just, you know, of course, this is Radiant Creators, radiantcreators.com. We interview inspiring people to inspire others. And if you so desire, do check out BitcoinDailyView.com. It's very irreverent quite often and informal, but most days if I get up in time, I look at the traditional and the crypto market and kind of get a handle on it. And I just basically do my morning routine and I just talk out loud. I hit the camera and I share the screen and I live stream it. It's on YouTube and you know, people can check out if they want. It's if nothing else, you might laugh and it's fun and I'll do a little bit of the groundwork for you in the morning. So, well, thanks so much for being on, and I will get this. This is already posted. I'll send you a link, and I'll make a more formal show page. And I'll make sure that, you know, we have your contact info, and hope to talk to you again sometime. And maybe we can figure out what NFTs are, because I know that NFTs exist, of course, and I like the idea of music NFTs. But it is truly, it's one of the nice things about crypto is if you like learning, it will never end. Because I myself am still trying to figure out. I mean, I'm getting it down, but really, like, what is an NFT and how exactly would you market that and why would you buy it anyway and all that? It's like, I'm still learning too. Yeah. It's you're always on the edge. If you like being on the edge of learning and being like, why, what is this? How does this work? Damn MetaMask. What? You know, well, crypto is the place for you. And Michelangelo can make it a little less painful.
Thanks so much. All right, thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you.